Hello, friend, and welcome back to the Alex Makes VR podcast. In today's episode, we're going to go super practical. I want to talk about how you should schedule your days. So a nice step away from the holistic stuff for today's episode. If you've got a subject or a question that you want me to tackle in these podcast episodes, please reach out to me. I would love to hear from you. Alex Makes VR on Instagram and Twitter. And just so you're aware, I have a newsletter that I send out fairly regularly, which kind of covers some of the biggest takeaways and the biggest tips and tricks that I've found creating a career or a business in VR that I love. So that might be helpful to you. You can sign up to that newsletter at alexmakesvr.com. Okay, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Alex, how on earth are you going to be able to schedule my day? You have no idea what my day looks like, what my life looks like, what my responsibilities and commitments are. And that's true. That's very true. This is a subject where, of course, I'm not going to be able to, as much as I would love to, because I do love organizing and scheduling things for people. That's the producer side of my brain working there. At the same time, I'm not going to be able to do that for every single person. But what I can do is I can share with you the two key concepts that I structure my scheduling around. And these two concepts have basically transformed my work-life balance. They've transformed my relationship with my work. It's kind of like a system that has gotten me into such a better headspace with the work that I do. So the concept number one is time blocking. Any Tim Ferriss fans out there will already know what I'm about to talk about. But the reason why this is really helpful is because it doesn't really matter when or what time you work, or if you do shorter days or longer days, or if you know, your day is broken up by childcare or maybe a side hustle or whatever it is. Like, it doesn't really matter. The concept of time blocking is really, really helpful regardless of the situation you're in. So the concept, quite simply, is exactly what it sounds like. It's structuring your day in blocks of time. So let me give you a bit of insight. So my current schedule, I've got three pretty big projects on at the moment, plus obviously doing the podcast. And so the way I structure my day is I will have a set 2 hours in the morning. And this is from the moment I wake up to the moment I have breakfast. Those 2 hours, I'm not like a massive breakfast person. So like, I'm quite comfortable to like go a couple of hours in the morning without eating. You might eat first. But anyway, I have a block of 2 hours, which is all about me, putting me first, putting my mental health, my physical health, like everything, putting all of that first. And this has taken me years to get to the point where I've realized that this is what I need in the morning, because I was absolutely the kind of person that used to wake up, look at my phone, start replying to emails, start replying to texts. And that's, I've realized now that that was just a horrific way to start the day, because automatically you're in defense mode, you're in reactivity mode. So now what I do, that first 2 hours, I spring out of bed like a little, I drag myself out of bed like, oh God, why am I up at this hour? Body, what are you doing? I grab a coffee and I go for my morning walk. Morning walk probably lasts about anywhere between half an hour and an hour, depending on what podcast I'm listening to. I always listen to something that gets me in the right headspace, or I'll use this opportunity to like listen to some voice notes from my friends, maybe have a bit of back and forth with them. It depends what kind of mood I wake up in. If I'm like a gremlin and I need just some like stimulus and some positivity in my life, I will usually put on a podcast that is, or a YouTube video that is inspirational or motivational or something in the realm of business, just to get me in that right headspace. If I've woken up and I'm like a spring chicken and I'm like feeling myself and I'm just like all the good vibes, then maybe I don't need as much of that. So maybe I'll be more in the mood to kind of interact with friends or whatever it might be. But either way, I have that morning walk. And then if it's a workout day, do a workout. If it's not a workout day, I'll use the opportunity to maybe just like do a little bit of life admin. So, you know, stuff that I've kind of got on a list called literally life admin, stuff that, you know, looking into that phone bill or paying that person or whatever it might be. So I do like that bit in the morning. Or this might also be like things like just stupid stuff like empty the dishwasher, put some washing on, like that, you know, just little stuff. So that first 2 hours, it's all about me, 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 me. That, with usually without fail, gets me in a really good headspace. Even on days, I would say that there's probably at least one day a week where I'm like just a total bitch, like I'm just in a vile mood, you know, just not in a good headspace. And even after doing this 2 hours of putting myself first and trying to get in a good headspace, still nothing, I'm still in a bad mood. But I've definitely still, even on those days, noticed that I'm a lot more focused, or I'm a lot happier, or I'm a lot, you know, I'm a lot better than what I was when I first woke up. Whereas I used to be the kind of person that if I woke up and I was in a bad mood, that was it. The day was a write-off. I'm rescheduling all my calls. I'm rescheduling everything. I'm not doing anything today. I'm a gremlin. Whereas now I found that this morning routine really works for me. So that's my first time block. And then my second time block will usually be project-based work. So I will try not to look at my emails at this point, but it depends on, you know, right now I'm in the midst of a couple of projects where I'm like, I need to check my emails just in case something urgent has happened, or like I need to make a change, or there's something that I've missed. So maybe I'll check my emails, but I try not to. This is the key. Don't keep checking your emails. Delete emails off your phone. Have set times where you check your emails every day. So in this next like project block, maybe I'll spend half an hour on emails, but usually I'll dedicate it to, okay, this is the task for the day. And the key here is that you really do carve out a good chunk of time. Like I like 2 to 3 hours, but if that doesn't work for your schedule, maybe you do like a 1 hour time block, and you commit to doing that task for 1 hour. And that means doing that task, not checking your phone, not going on social media, not flip-flopping or like seeing those notifications from your emails coming in and, oh, I'll just reply to one more email. No, 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 no. Like you stick to that project block and you do it. And if you're the kind of person that doesn't necessarily have, so it could be that you use that project block to like, okay, I'm going to respond to comments on social media, or I'm going to respond to messages, or I'm going to send a load of bulk emails out to like try and get some more clients, or I'm going to use this opportunity to write that new draft of my script, or whatever it might be. So you have your project block. Then obviously it's kind of like afternoon now. It's like you have a little bit of lunch maybe. And then you have your second project block. Same story, right? And that can be, and basically what I'm saying here is by blocking out your time, what you're going to do is you're going to save yourself so much mental energy. Because there's like been loads of studies into this, but when you try and like constantly task switch, when you constantly move back and forth between concentrating on things, when you're constantly interrupted by notifications, or when you're constantly being bombarded, your brain can't think properly. Your brain can't get into that flow state that you can get into when you just concentrate on one thing. Now, I am terrible when I'm doing something that I'm like not enjoying the process of. So this is an interesting fact about me. Although I love script writing, I love coming up with ideas and I love creating projects, right? Script writing, I think I'm pretty good at it, but it is one of the most painful processes for my brain to concentrate on. I find it very, very difficult. Probably because when I like to work, I like usually to have something on in the background. So it's not like I'm just sat in silence, but I find script writing very hard to do with that. I have to be in silence when I'm writing a script. And so my brain naturally I can feel myself every 10 minutes wanting to like kind of come up for air, wanting to check my phone, wanting to, you know, pace around, or wanting to like do something else, like get that dopamine hit. But I've trained myself to recognize that that is what's happening. And usually I will fill that void by like, when I get that feeling, maybe once every like 10, 15 minutes, I might go and put the kettle on. And this is probably a little bit of a waste of energy, so I'm trying not to do this as much. But I would usually boil the kettle, and by the time the kettle is boiled, I will be back in that state now, because my brain just needed to do something else, just something different. So now I try to, if I'm in that state, I'll try to just like pace around the house, or to be fair, food is a massive comfort thing for me. So like, I'll like go and find a biscuit or something to eat and then I'll come back to the task. But the key is not to basically go to your phone is what I'm saying. Like, don't get distracted by other things. Don't start, like I used to as well when I was in that mode. I was like, oh, just listen to like 5 minutes of like this YouTube video. But then I've task switched. My brain is now not focusing on script writing. It's now focusing on whether or not I should invest in Tesla stocks. Like, you know, like, so be really, really careful. And if there's one thing that I would really massively challenge you to do, even just this week, maybe just challenge yourself this week or next week to turn off notifications just for that 1 or 2 hour time block. See what a massive difference it makes. It is, I cannot tell you, it is huge. And the thing is, people was like, I was definitely one of these people. When you first start to do that, you go, oh, but what if someone needs me? What if I get an important phone call? And I just think, we are not really living in a world where, unless something like really, really, really drastic happens, which of course we are living in a pandemic. I'm not suggesting that that couldn't be the case, but generally speaking, that's not going to happen. You know, like generally speaking, you're not going to get an emergency phone call, really. Or maybe you turn off all notifications bar your ringtone for when someone calls. Or you know how you can put your phone on do not disturb mode and then only certain contacts can get through to you. Maybe do that if you're like worried about that, because that was a big thing for me. I was like, especially when it came to clients, I was like, oh, I want to make sure that I'm always available. Like, what if they need me? And then I realized, do you know what, it's not doing them any good for me to be scatterbrained, and also to just be like, it also builds like the wrong kind of builds the wrong relationship with clients if you just like jump every time they reach out. I mean, don't get me wrong, like for my bigger clients, I like to be readily available, but I'm still not going to stop in the middle of doing something important to get back to them, especially when I know that it's not urgent. Wow, this is already over 10 minutes. I thought this was going to be a short episode. So scheduling your day, time blocking is a huge one. So yeah, blocks of time. Cut down your email, like the amount of time you're looking at email. Turn off your notifications on your phone. This is why I always delete Instagram off my phone, because I am like a rat with a cocaine addiction. Like, my finger will automatically try and search for that Instagram app every single time I need a distraction. And the fact that I've taken it off my phone will mean that I'll go there, but it's not there. And it will like snap me back to reality and go, oh yeah, I was just looking for a distraction. I don't actually need to go on Instagram, so I'm going to get back to the work that I was doing. So try that. You will feel so much mentally clearer. Give yourself an hour. I know this is not possible necessarily, especially if you've got young children. Shout out to my brother listening. of course, this might not be possible, but try as much as possible to batch your tasks and time block. And again, there's an amazing chapter all about this in Tim Ferriss's iconic 4-hour work week book, which again is basically my Bible. So check that out. Okay, the second theory that I just want to briefly touch on is similar. It's a similar idea, but if possible, this is a theory that they use at Google, which is about having different days of the week be for different types of work. So I can't remember the exact study, but I read it ages ago and it really stuck with me, this idea of having different days for different things. So Mondays, for example, not the best day for creativity, not the best day to just dive head first into a really creative project. For me personally, not the days that I do the best writing. And that could be different for you. Like, you could do the best creative work on a Monday. This is why you have to kind of like trial and error and see what works best for you. For me personally, I found that Tuesdays and Thursdays are usually the days where I'm in my best mindset. I've kind of warmed up to the week. Wednesdays are usually more kind of project focused, like client days. I'll schedule a lot of my calls or meetings if I was not like quarantined at home. I would schedule all of that for like a Wednesday, because by then I've kind of warmed up to the week. I've done a lot of kind of like more admin based stuff and more practical logistical stuff on a Monday. I've gotten into a creative flow on the Tuesday. And now I'm like going to have a little bit of a break. I'm in the best mindset. I've gotten some creative work done, but now I'm going to look at a kind of connecting with other people. I'm going to do my external facing stuff on a Wednesday, and then Thursday back into a creative flow if I'm feeling it, or this might be the time when I'm recording more podcasts, because I feel like I can be creative in my podcast, but I'm also not having to like think too much because I'm just drawing on my current experience. And then come to Friday is like we're like winding down for the weekend now, so maybe I just like don't do much work at all. Maybe I finish some creative stuff, like maybe I send my final emails. But the beauty of sending emails on a Friday is that you know you're not going to get a response, and that is why I secretly love to send emails on a Friday. But if you're sending emails that you want responses to, definitely wait till the following week, as I discussed in my episode on the perfect follow-up email. Thinking about each day as its own theme. Now, again, this will totally depend on where you are in life, what your commitments are, whether you have the kind of flexibility and freedom to decide what kind of work you want to do on those days. But especially if you work for yourself, maybe have a think about dedicating a certain type of work to a specific day, because I found that that really helps me. It helps me keep motivated because I found like a nice flow with the balancing of more creative work versus more kind of practical, logistical, admin-y type work. I found a rhythm with, oh, actually, you know, I tend to find that I do prefer to have calls on like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, usually because Mondays I am just like warming back up to the week, and I find going into calls on a Monday, like it's very rare that I will schedule calls for a Monday, because I just know Monday is all about getting into that right headspace for me. It's about getting back into, right, what do I want to achieve this week? And that's another big thing which I wasn't planning on talking about, but have like a clear goal for the week. So I, every single Sunday, I record myself a little progress video, which will probably never ever see the light of day. But I started that when I first started writing bad news, because the one thing that I forgot/ didn't do with Key to Like was I didn't document the process. I didn't talk to myself about like what that was like every step of the way. And I wish I had. So with bad news, every single Sunday, I record a little private video for myself about what I've done on the project that week, or if I've not done anything, why, where I'm at headspace wise, like where the kind of wider world is, to give some context. But anyway, so I do that, and then straight away after that I write down my goals for the following week. So I'll go through the goals, and usually it's one overriding goal. So this is the big thing that I want to get done this week. Have I done it? And then I'll have like subsequent goals, but not too many. The key is to be quite focused with what you're doing. So for this week, for example, my focus is podcasts. That's my main focus for this week. Last week, my main focus was finishing scripts. So I had two big scripts that I needed to finish. So every week you should kind of say, what is the most important task that I need to get done this week? What is the number one goal that's going to get me closer to where I want to be on a particular project, and make that your most important task for the week? So that way, every day when you're procrastinating and you're looking kind of like for all these distractions, and you're using the fact that you're busy as an excuse for not taking the steps to move forward on a particular project, actually you can kind of put all of that into perspective and say, when you're setting up your schedule, when you are booking in all of those calls, when you are booking in all of the work that you're going to do for the week, you can say, actually, no, because my number one goal this week is to finish editing that 360 project. And so that becomes the main goal. So I'm going to make sure I schedule at least two project time blocks on Tuesday and Thursday to dedicating to getting that done. Or maybe you say, right, I'm going to schedule Tuesday and Wednesday purely dedicated to finishing off that, and I will dedicate Monday and Thursday to client-based stuff, and then Friday I'll use my admin day. So just experiment with that. Experiment with the time blocks first. I feel like that's the easiest one to get to grips with. And then experimenting with the different days. I'll try and dig out that Google article that talks about this theory, because I do think it is quite helpful. I might put it in the newsletter. So another plug for the newsletter, if you want to sign up for that, alexmakesvr.com. I will send that out. I will send that out in today's, in fact, no, because the newsletter would have already gone out for this episode, wouldn't it? I'll find a way. I'll put it in the show notes. Shall I do that? Yeah, I'll put it in the show notes for this episode. But please do sign up to the newsletter, because when stuff like this comes up, I do tend to put it in the email to everyone so that you've got access to it straight away. So sign up for that at alexmakesvr.com. I think I'm going to leave it there on this subject. I love stuff like this, because this is like the kind of like life hacking stuff that I really experiment with, and I really get excited about it, because as soon as you do, it's really frustrating finding your cadence with a lot of this stuff. But when you get into a good rhythm, when you find something that works for you, when you find the schedule that works for you, and you're just like, boom, I am streamlined. This is exactly how I love to work. It's amazing how much you can get done. Oh my God, you realize that the whole time you were trying to do stuff, it was like trying to swim in the opposite direction to the current. And as soon as you find your schedule and you find a routine for yourself and a way of blocking out your time that works for you, it's like finally swimming with the current. Oh, beautiful. Anyway, please reach out. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you, I'm setting you the challenge now to try and do this next week. So try and implement some of this stuff and let me know how you get on. I would love to follow along the journey. You can reach me, AlexMakesVR, on Instagram and Twitter. And yeah, like I say, please sign up to the newsletter, alexmakesvr.com. And it would mean the world to me if you would share the podcast with someone that might get some value from this. That would mean the world. But at the very least, if you could follow us or subscribe on the podcast app that you are listening on, that would mean the world to me. Thank you so much. I'm wishing you the best day, and I'll speak to you very, very soon.